We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming and madness capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios in the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital here in Las Vegas. We welcome you to the show on YouTube at the YouTube broadcasting app, of course, and all you have to do is go to YouTube. It's South Point Studios. Get to that page, then click Race Day, get to our page, and you're all set and ready for the Race Day show today. And, of course, don't forget, all you have to do when you're on the Race Day page is get into the chat box and start chatting away with our chatters. And to do that, all you have to do is subscribe. Subscription is free. If you already have done it, not a problem. If you haven't, do it. Just hit subscribe, and you'll be able to chat away in the chat box. And, again, it is free. So we welcome you, all of you YouTubers, to the Race Day Show, as well as everybody cruising around town this morning, getting ready for another seat in front of the March Madness here at the South Point and our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, Google, covered with the apps. Of course, the KSHP app, you can listen through the radio and the YouTube app. You can see and hear us as you are now, right here on your apps for your devices and anywhere you get podcasting too. We welcome you to the show. And I just want to remind everybody out there that the college basketball championship continues on now. The end of the second round comes today. And by the time the sun sets today, we'll have the Sweet 16 for next weekend. It's been a crazy, crazy basketball tournament, that's for sure. Some upsets, but a lot of favorites winning as well. It's just a good competition, and the sports book behind us has been super packed, as well as the big exhibit hall that they've had for the last 3 days, and of course, all of the lounges as well. So if you're looking to get into some Sunday sports and horse action, come on down to the South Point. We welcome you here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex. Well, it was an interesting day yesterday, wasn't it? Sure was an interesting day yesterday. We have two horses that grabbed 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks, and two more for 100 points for the Kentucky Derby as well. And all I can say is that those horses are now the horses that are our horses that are, you know, are going to be qualified automatically for the Kentucky Derby. The 100 pointers will get into the Kentucky Derby, no doubt about that. Now, coming up next Saturday, we have two more races with 100 points for the Derby, two more races for 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks. Next Saturday at Gulfstream Park, we'll have the Florida Derby. They've already drawn for that race. There are 10 in that race. We'll get to into that with Jonathan Hardoon in just a moment or two. And the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Now, the Arkansas Derby is going to be drawn today in Arkansas at Oaklawn Park. The drawing is today for the Arkansas Derby next Saturday. But we all already have the field set for the Florida Derby. Now, as far as the Kentucky Oaks is concerned, the Fantasy Stakes out at Oaklawn Park, that'll be drawn as well. And the Gulfstream Park Oaks, that was drawn as well yesterday. The Gulfstream Park Oaks will have 7 in it. Those two races will have 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks. And as we look at the races again, next weekend at Gulfstream Park, the Gulfstream Park Oaks and the Fantasy at Oaklawn Park for the Phillies, the three-year-old Phillies, both with 100 points on them. And the Kentucky Derby will have the Arkansas Derby and the Florida Derby, both grade one races. And they will hold 100 points for the Kentucky Derby. So it's getting we're getting down to it now. We're getting to the nitty-gritty. That is absolutely for sure. And as far as the leaderboard now for the Kentucky Derby, updated as of last night, Tiztastic is now the top leader in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points with 119. He garnered 100 yesterday by winning the Louisiana Derby. Final Gambit, who won the Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway Park, had 100 points to that. So he is now in second place. Chunk of Gold is in third place with 75. That was a runner-up yesterday in the Louisiana Derby. Cole Battle, a horse expected to go in Saturday's Arkansas Derby. This horse has been taking the Oaklawn Park route to the Kentucky Derby. Cole Battle is still sitting there in fourth with 70 points. Owen Almighty has 65. Citizen Bull, who was the leader for a while but is expected to run next in the Santa Anita Derby, he has 60 points, so he could build up that, that's for sure. Sovereignty, who is sitting in seventh place right now with also 60 points, so him and Citizen Bull are sitting there at 60 points. And now Sovereignty goes in the Florida Derby on Saturday, and we're going to get to that race, as I say, with Jonathan Hardoon in a moment or two. American Promise is there with 55, Flying Mohawk with 50, Flood Zone with 50, and that is the top 10 in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard right now. But as you know, with 100-point races sitting out there yet to come through March and through the end of March and early April, there's going to be a lot of changes going on there. Taking a look at what happened yesterday at the fairgrounds, as we said, in the Louisiana Derby, the winner there was Tiztastic. Tiztastic got the lead in mid-stretch and then pulled away for, I thought, a convincing win there. Tiztastic This was John Lindo's selection on the show yesterday. When we asked him who he liked in the Louisiana Derby, he liked Tiztastic. Tiztastic won and paid $17 to win for the Winchell Farms. And trainer Steve Asmussen, Joel Rosario was the rider. Chunk of Gold, which was Rich Eng's pick in the race, finished second at 10-1. And finishing third was Instant Replay. So our handicappers on the show, when we asked them about the Louisiana Derby and the horses they liked, if you got together with Richie and John, that $2 exacta came back $112 for the Lindo Eng exacta in the Louisiana Derby. So that horse, Tiztastic, on his way to the Kentucky Derby. Earlier, the Fairgrounds Oaks for the three-year-old fillies won by Good Cheer. This Brad Cox trainee, owned by Godolphin, kept her record undefeated with six wins or six starts. Good Cheer under Luis Saez won easily. It paid $2.80. Looked like cattle on the ranch and money in the bank. Good Cheer now goes on her way to the Kentucky Oaks, probably going to be one of the favorites, if not the favorite, for the Kentucky Oaks. Finishing second was Ava, and finishing third was Gowell's Delight. And Good Cheer remains undefeated, 6-for-6 in her career. By the way, Brad Cox, this was his fourth win in the Fairgrounds Oaks. Good Cheer wins that. So two solid winners in those 200-pointers there. Earlier in the day at Fairgrounds, you had the Crescent City Oaks won by Blue Fire, went wire-to-wire with Jose Ortiz aboard for Steve Asmussen, paying $4 even. The Coastal Rising Stakes was won by Go Sugar. Go Sugar went wire-to-wire in the 5.5-furlong turf race there with Mitchell Merrill aboard, paying $6.80. The Crescent City Derby won by Sippin' on Gin. Axel Concepcion was the rider there for Brett Calhoun, paying $11.20. In the Tom Benson Memorial, that and at a mile and 16th on the turf, the winner there was Way to Be Marie, Florent Garou aboard, Rob Atra's trainee, paying $6 even. In the New Orleans Classic, the big, big, big favorite there, 1-5 was Sierra Leone. Never raised a gallop in this race. Broke out of the gate and went right to the back of the field. And although Flavian Pratt tried to coerce some sort of a run out of this odds-on prohibitive favorite, it was a no-go. Sierra Leone couldn't finish any better than third. Touch Upon a Star went gate-to-wire in the race under Tim Thornton for Jeff Delhomme and paid $15 even for the win. Hall of Fame finishing second. And as I say, Sierra Leone was a lackluster third. In a short field, by the way, in this race, there were several scratches, 5 scratches out of the 10 horses in the race. So there was only 5 horses in the race, and he can do no better than third. The Muniz Memorial Classic was won by I'd Rather Be Blessed. I'd Rather Be Blessed was Ben Curtis aboard there, and this horse for Chris Hartman. Chris Hartman trains this horse. I'd Rather Be Blessed paid $174.20 for a $2 win bet. You talk about being blessed? You got it there. I'd Rather Be Blessed, a huge long shot, winning the Muniz Memorial. Now, those last 5 races, 11, 20, 6, even $15, it started out, the last pick 5 started out with $6 even, $15 even, $174.20. Then you had $2.80 and $17 even. That pick 5 at Fairgrounds yesterday, all stakes races, paid $98,225.05. That happened yesterday at the Fairgrounds. At Turfway Park in Florence, Kentucky, the Latonia Stakes was won by Dana's Beauty. Juan Hernandez aboard there for Mike Maker, paying $6.80. Dennis Beauty won this race last year, and again this year, 2 wins in the Latonia in a row for Dennis Beauty yesterday at Turfway. In the Rushaway, this was the kind of consolation race for three-year-olds yesterday at Turfway. Banks wins that. Frankie Dettori aboard for Joe Sharp, paying $6.74. Remember, they paid down to the penny there in Kentucky. The Animal Kingdom was won by Cale's Angel for Ramon Vasquez and Peter Miller, paying $8.24 there. in the Grade 3 Kentucky Cup Classic. Mercante wins. Joseph Ramos had a big day. He won three races on the card. This was his third win for Brian Knippenberger, and that horse paid $28.50. And then in the Bourbonette, this race holding 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks. The winner there was Bless the Broken. John Velasquez aboard for William Walden, paying $15.80, outrunning As Catch Can and Admit, who finished third in that race. And in the Jeff Ruby Stakes, holding 100 points for the Kentucky Derby, the winner there was Final Gambit for Brad Cox. Luan Machado aboard for that one, paying $32.14, outrunning Flying Mohawk and Maximum Promise. And Machado came right back in the last race on the card and paid $10.60 there for the Machado late double at Turfway. Oaklawn Park had their big race, the Grade Through Essex. The winner there was Red Route 1. Red Route 1, Keith Asmussen for his father, Steve Asmussen. Red Route 1 got the job done and paid $12.40, outrunning Tarantino and Speed Bias, who finished third in that race. And that race there won by Red Route 1. At Aqueduct yesterday, no stakes races, but a couple of jocks, had a couple of winners apiece. Kendrick Carmouche won the first race for Horatio De Paz, paying $7.30. Carmouche came back in the eighth race, again for Horatio De Paz. So De Paz and Carmouche had two wins on the card. This one paid $3.40 as the favorite in that one. Eric Cancel went back-to-back yesterday. Third race winner paid $17.80. Fourth race winner paid $10.20 for Chad Brown, who had a couple of wins yesterday as well. Brown came back in the sixth race aboard with Madam Opus, with the Manny Franco's first of two wins on the day, paying $3.40. Franco came back in the seventh race for Brittany Russell and paid $7 even. And Javier Castellano for Bill Mott won the ninth race with Shadow Dragon, $10 even. That was Jonathan Ardoon's pick on the show. Shadow Dragon wins $10 even there. And it wouldn't be a day without Jose Lascano and Linda Rice winning a race, right? They won the last race, paid $6.10 there at Aqueduct. And then we go next to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park, Kenny McPeak had a couple of winners, wins the second race with a $38.40 winner. Renzo Rojas aboard that one. And then Renzo Rojas came back with Kenny McPeak again in the fourth race. Together, they had two wins there and paid $3.60 in that race. Anthony Margata Jr. won the fifth race, paying $6.40. He came back, this trainer did, in the ninth race and gave Mr. Ruiz his second win of the day. Winner paid $52.20. And Jorge Ruiz won his first of two races in the seventh race, the Texas Glitter, for Jose DeAngelo, paying $21 even, outrunning No Evidence and Gabaldon, who finished third in that race. The late pick five at Gulfstream Park, $21, $8.40, $52.20, with a big upset in the ninth, $4 even, and $7.60. If you put that pick five together, you got $13,895.25. Big payoff in the pick five there at Gulfstream, the last pick five. The pick six, by the way, paid $13,647 and change. At Santa Anita yesterday, Giovanni Franco had a couple of wins. He won the second race for Jeff Bondi at $12.80, came back in the sixth race for Adam Kitchman, paying $5.20. Hector Barrios had a big day yesterday. He won the third race on the turf for Mike Pipey and paid $6.80. Came back in the fourth race, right back, for Martin Valenzuela and paid $4.40. And then capped it off with a win in the San Luis Rey on the turf with Atlan for John Sheriffs, paying $20.20, outrunning Devin Propes and Good Phoenix, who finished third in that race. So Hector Barrios continues to be very, very powerful on the turf course there, but he had three winners overall yesterday at Santa Anita. And like I said, Giovanni Franco had a couple of wins as well. And so that's how it went yesterday at Santa Anita. Laurel Park, trainer Jamie Ness racked up three of the first four races with winners that paid $440, $280, and $4 even as all the favorites there. Safe Trust won the Beyond the Wire Stakes, $760 for Dennis Arlujo. And in the private terms, Pay Billy wins for Raul Menez, and paid $5.80 there. Raul Mena won that on the private terms with Pay Billy. And at Turf Paradise yesterday, the Cotton Fitzsimmons won by Kennebec, the Turf Paradise Derby won by Bodie Zaffa, the Arizona Oaks won by 1,000 Miles, the Queen of the Green Stakes was won by Mucho, Mucho Macho Girl, and in the Phoenix Gold Cup yesterday, Redline wins, paying $440, outrunning Rugs and Prayer of Jebs. And that is the results from all over the country yesterday. Standing by today, our handicappers are ready to go to work for you. John Lendo will be here along with Jerry Jackowitz later on in the show. Rich Eng, of course, will be with us. And Jonathan Ardoon will be with us right after the break and after our menu. So without any further ado, we'll go to our first break on this Sunday. Looking ahead to another great day here in Las Vegas at the Race and Sportsbook. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. It's getting real nice out here now that it's springtime. 61 degrees outside right now. We're going to get up to 81 degrees today in Las Vegas. Always fast, firm, and perfect, though, here in the Race and Sportsbook. And by Wednesday, the weatherman says we're going to push 90. We're going to have a 91 expected on Wednesday here in Las Vegas. As far as the rest of the country today, Miami 78, Tampa Bay 82. My goodness. New York, 50 degrees, and Chicago, rain and 48 degrees. Phoenix, Arizona, 88. Los Angeles, 78. And as I say, here in Las Vegas, we're going to top off at 81 degrees. As far as the precipitation around the country is concerned, all the activity is right in the Midwest there, from Arkansas way up into Minnesota and at the northern border of Canada and Minnesota. They got some snow still going on up there. Wow. And in the Great Northwest, way up in the Great Northwest, Washington, Oregon, right in there, they have a mix of snow and rain, but everybody else looks pretty darn clear for today. So now we'll give you your racing menu. The racing menu each and every day we broadcast as the start times, the first post times, as the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that rolled out in our race books today here in Las Vegas. First post times on the menu, Pacific. So if you're listening anywhere else, in any other time zone around the world, adjust to it from wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone. Here's your menu for today. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Laurel Park starts out the menu. Laurel Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $1,478. Their first post time for nine races set at 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel Park. Tampa Bay is next. They've got nine races at Tampa Bay today. And Tampa Bay's first post time is set at 9:25 for nine races in Tampa. Gulfstream Park has 10 races today. Their first post time is set at 9:50. They have that carryover in the pick six jackpot now starting over again. The one-day jackpot carryover, $29,244. That's the pick six rainbow jackpot carryover at Gulfstream. The $100,000 Melody of Colors will be the eighth and featured race today there at 5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-old fillies. You got a field of 10 before any scratches. Wide open affair it is, too. The morning line favorite is 7-2, and that is Me Governor in the featured Melody of Colors. 10 races today at Gulfstream. First post time is at 9:50. 9:50 at Gulfstream Park today. Aqueduct is next, the big A in New York. And Aqueduct, of course, it's sunny today at Aqueduct. They say it's going to be 42 degrees at post time at Aqueduct today. No carryovers to speak of, and there's no stakes race either today. Just 9 competitive races at Aqueduct with a first post time of 10:10. Then we go to Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Oaklawn Park has 9 races. Their first post time at Oaklawn is set at 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn. Following that, the Fairgrounds. Fairgrounds has 3 stakes races left over today. They are the Star Guitar Stakes. That's the 10th on the card for the Louisiana-bred icon of the past. Star Guitar Stakes is the 10th. The 11th race is the Paige Cortez Stakes on the turf at 5.5 furlongs. And the 12th race is the Chantal Lannery Stakes in honor of Chantal Lannery, who passed away as Corey Lannery's wife. That's the 12th race on the card. First post time at the Fairgrounds for their dozen races. And they have a pick six carryover that's a mandatory payoff today because it's closing day at Fairgrounds. Pick six carryover from yesterday, $62,343. It goes today to the best tickets. Mandatory payoff. Fairgrounds closing day card of 12 races set at 10:45. Sunland Park has all quarter horses today. Sunland Park's first post time for 10 quarter horses is at 10 quarter horse races, I should say, is at 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita today, their stakes race is the China Doll Stakes. It comes early. It's the third race on the card at a mile on the turf for three-year-old fillies. A compact field of 5, and in this race, the even money favorite is Casaloo with Flavian Pratt aboard. 9 races today at Santa Anita. First post time is at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. They have a pick 6 carryover today at Los Al of $11,729. 9 races, 1 thoroughbred race, 3 mixed breed races, 5 quarter horse races, and the last race is a quarter horse stakes race. The purse value of $235,600. It's Colts and Geldings. It's the Derby. 9th race on the card at 400 yards. First post time at Los Al this evening is at 5:30. That's your menu for today. Let's go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm fine, my man. It looks like your man Brad Cox is starting to get all these pieces in order now. He win the race at the Jeff Ruby in Kentucky. He won the Fairgrounds Oaks with the undefeated Good Cheer. And he has another horse that's going in the Florida Derby, too, on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put much stock into the horse that won the Jeff Ruby. That horse just broke his maiden, and he was eligible for a much easier spot, and he ends up winning the 100 points. I don't know. I don't know what to take out of yesterday except for one thing. Sovereignty and journalism are way ahead of the rest of these three-year-olds as far as I'm concerned. And by the way, Ralph, what price would you have gotten that Flavian Pratt would have 6 mounts at Fairgrounds, 3 of them were odds on, and didn't win a race?
Wow.
That's amazing.
that they call off the boards. There's just no odds for that.
There was no price.
and even got larger if you're going to say, and he's not going to win with Sierra Leone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was one of the 6 mounts. And by the way, in that race, again, touch upon a star. We were talking about this horse 20 for 20 in the money, the Louisiana bred out of Star Guitar. Well, guess what? You could add some more money to that list because now he's 21 for 21 in the money. What a neat horse.
Yes, that's for sure. Very, very seldom do you have horses with that kind of consistency, but that is the case. By the way, give a little love to Good Cheer. She's 6 for 6 now and in good competition, you know, the best competition.
Yeah. Yeah. The interesting things about yesterday was Chunk of Gold, who ran second. They paid $2,500 for that horse. So that's a terrific story. along with Cole Battle. You know, those are the two human interest stories as far as this year's Derby is concerned. And I don't know. Let's see what happens.
You know, you're right, because the big priced horses, the guys like Bob Baffert and Todd Pletcher get, and even Brad Cox, you know, they get that. But yet there are the bargains out there, and that is what makes this sport so great, that the dreams we have here can be had in horse racing, even with the cheaper horses. And it has been done time and time again, and we've got two good human interest stories going into this year's classics as well. So that's always good news, that's for sure. Taking a look at the Florida Derby, real quick, from the rail out, Neoquest with Edgar Zayas and Safi Joseph Jr., the two is Cool Intentions. Javier Castellano riding for Jose Jorge Delgado. The three is Smokin' Boy. Edgar Perez for Cheryl Winbaugh. The four is Disruptor. Iran Ortiz Jr. for Todd Pletcher. The five is Indecisiveness. Jorge Ruiz for Ruben Sierra. The six is Jimmy's Dailies. Joel Rosario for Brian Lynch. The seven is Enter the Dragon. Dylan Davis for Jose D'Angelo. The eight is Madigat Road, Tyler Daffleone for Bob Baffert. So he sends Madigat Road out to the Florida Derby. Baffert does. Tyler Daffleone gets the mount there. The nine is Tappan Street. Luis Saez for Brad Cox. And the favorite in the race, the big favorite in the race, Sovereignty, breaks from the 10 post. Junior Alvarado for Bill Mott. Now, I know you like Tappan Street, who's a breaking from post nine. And of course, Sovereignty is the horse you got to beat from post 10. But the one key thing about those two horses breaking from the outside, those are bad posts, obviously, for the mile and one-eighth circumference, the way it lays out at Gulfstream Park. Sovereignty was a big closer last time, so all they have to do is really get out of the gate and kind of drift over in the back and wait for their stretch run as they did in their last race. But I don't know about Tappan Street. He might have a hard go from that post.
Well, he's going to have to show some speed and find some position where Sovereignty, like you said. But the problem with Sovereignty is he's got to circle the field. So, you know, that's not no easy feat either. But the good thing for Sovereignty is all he has to do is hit the board, and then he's guaranteed, I guess, to get in. He's pretty much guaranteed at this point anyway, as far as points are concerned. But horses like Tappan Street, well, they don't have points. So they're going to be squeezed for maximum effort on Saturday.
What do you think about Madigan Road? You know, that's in all honesty, and this is no knock against the horse, because I'm sure he'll make me look bad by saying this.
Eat your words.
But, yeah, but he's like the B group of
yeah, he's the B group. Squad.
The B squad, okay. There's no question. So, but what do you, how do you, you know, I think we're going to get a good barometer of Baffert's A horses with this B horse in the Florida Derby, and how he runs in the Florida Derby against the Sovereignty and Cox's horse.
Yeah, next Sunday when we're doing the show, everyone's going to talk about what a great performance, whatever horse it was, and all of a sudden that horse moves to the top of the list. That's what always seems to happen. You know, I mean, yeah, despite yesterday's performances, I could almost guarantee you we didn't see the Derby winner yesterday, so.
So you don't give Tiz Tastic any love either at Fairgrounds? I mean, he's got the right connections, the Winchells and Steve Asmussen and the breeding.
Asmussen's still looking for his first win in a Derby, by the way.
No, don't you think it's time?
I mean, I wasn't that impressed, honestly, Ref. I thought it was more of a meltdown and who survived more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, and he he was in the right place. Take nothing away from him. He ran super, and he's going to have that race on his record forever. But, you know, let's see him do it in the Derby. Not so fast.
I think that right now, undisputed leader in the Kentucky Oaks, though, is Good Cheer.
Well, 6 for 6, has never done anything wrong, and continues to improve with each start. I'd like to have that horse if I was running a horse in that race.
Yeah, I would. He would be in stall one under my shed row, that's for sure.
Me too.
She would, anyhow. Yeah. Well, let's get started with some picks today, huh?
Okay, let's look. By the way, Slim Pickens at Aqueduct, Ralph.
Please.
They're not going to have a stake race there till April 5th, so that's another couple of weeks. But we'll look at the eighth race today. It's a mile on the main track. And the number seven horse in here, Walk With Me, a four-year-old filly from the David Dugan barn, Romero Marab board to ride. Second start back off of a layoff, stretches out today. We'll get a great trip stalking from out there. I like number seven, Walk With Me, to win today's eighth race out at Aqueduct.
All right, eighth race at Aqueduct, the seven horse, Walk With Me. The seven in the eighth race at Aqueduct is your play at the Big A. I thought that you were going to comment on your pick yesterday that ran second at a huge 9-1, good price there. And not often do I make mention of a rider's ride in a race, but I thought that your jockey in the race moved a little too soon to go after a horse that was out there by six lengths that you knew was going to come back to the field. Instead of waiting and just engulfing him like the rest of the field did, and then would have had enough, I thought, to hold off the horse that ran by him at the end.
That was Friday. That wasn't yesterday. That was Friday.
Well, it's still on my memory.
Yeah,
you went 9-1. I can't get it out of my head.
Yesterday, the only winner we had was at Aqueduct. But you're right, Ralph. Lane Luzzi, who we were complimenting Friday morning.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, live up to our billing, but the horse ran well.
Ran well, and Lane Leslie is still a good jock. Don't get any, no thoughts no about that. All right, so Aqueduct in the eighth race, you got the seven today, the eighth race, number seven. Where are we going next? We're going to go to Gulfstream?
Yeah, Gulfstream race 10, 7.5 furlongs on the turf, and this is part of the Coast to Coast pick five, and I would single number six, Beach Golden here, a four-year-old colt from the Patrick Biancone barn. I like the rider switch today to Louis Saez, 7-2 on the morning line, 8 career starts, and he's improved in each and every one of them. Number six, Beach Gold, wins today's 10th race out at Gulfstream.
Well, that should be appropriate for Gulfstream Park. That's close to the beach in Florida in the 10th race. The six, Beach Gold. Let's get the gold today with the six horse, Beach Gold, in the 10th race. 10th and final at Gulfstream. We'll now go to Southern California, Santa Anita,
race 9, 6.5 furlongs on the flat turf, not down the hill. And I love the number 8 horse in here, What Makes Sammy Run. Take a pen and draw a line through his last race.
Oh, yeah.
He broke through the gate prior to the race. He ran off. I honestly thought they were going to scratch him. They reloaded him. He ran horrible.
Yep.
Today, Antonio Frasu reunites 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 8, What Makes Sammy Run, to send you home a winner in today's 9th and final out at Santa Anita.
All right, we know What Makes Sammy Run, and it's a good start in the race without breaking through the starting gate. Yep, I remember that quite vividly. And you're right, I thought we were going to scratch him too. But nevertheless, maybe it'll give us a better price today and get the get this horse back in the winner's circle. The 9th race, number 8, What Makes Sammy Run, the 8 in the 9th race. He did it again, folks. He's got four complete Hardoon selections for four different races, racetracks today. Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn Park as well. Doing a lot of
work. JONHRDOON.com.
Right.
Thank you, Ralph.
You got
Stay
it.
Stay safe.
All right. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, and I'm sure you'll have a soapbox or something going on. All right. In any case, we'll be back with Rich Eng. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Ralphie, good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
You still got a bloody nose there, buddy?
Yeah, I did again. I'm sorry, but got to stick a little cotton up my nose, but I'm okay.
Don't quit punching yourself in the nose. It's not that bad. I know that we've been on a little losing streak as far as the college basketball is concerned, but the best jockeys, the best athletes, the best handicappers go through a little lull. So we'll get back on board. Not a problem there. Don't beat yourself up.
Well, you know what, Ralph? Yesterday was a real good example of what I wrote about in my book, Betting on Horse Racing for Dummies, that horse betting is still the best gamble out there. Because, like, for example, my college basketball picks have been hit or miss, not doing really good. But in horse racing, I was having a real slow day until one race, the Louisiana Derby, where I like the horse Chunk of Gold. And I know John came up with Tiztastic, but I bet the horse across the board. I bet some exact the box keys. And all of a sudden, I turned a lousy day into a real good day.
That's right.
You can do that in horse racing with one race.
That's right. I did the exact box as well between you and John and one other selection. Oh, I liked Built in the race. I think Hardoon liked Built. So that three-horse box I put together, and $112 for $2 ain't too shabby. That'll get you out for the day, that's for sure. Taking a look at college basketball, St. John's Richter scale loss yesterday, so they're out. But what's up for today?
Yeah, you know, St. John's is one of my six future book bets. They're gone. Ralph, if they had just shot 35% from the field, they win. 35% is all they had to do. They shot something like 28, 29%.
Yeah, and their main
guy
hardly had any baskets at all.
Yeah, it was terrible shooting exhibition. But another team that is part of my fabulous six is Michigan State, and I'm going to hope they survive. I like them minus the 7.5 today. Michigan State, Ralph, the Spartans. Tom Izzo is tougher this time of year, too.
Well, and you know, he's a great teacher along the way throughout the year, no matter what type of team he has at the beginning of the year. As they move through the year, he teaches with experiences on the floor. And by the time they get to the tournament, like they are now, he's got the best that he can get out of whatever team that they've given him. And he's one of the greats, that's for sure. So we got Michigan State today in college hoops. All right, what about giving us a horse?
Let's go to race number six. It's a mile on the main track, and I'm going to go to the outside horse number 9, Cano, for the win. I don't know if it's named after Robinson Cano, the old baseball player, but Doug O'Neill dropping from maiden special weight down to 32. This horse will be running from the back. He wins at 25% with this move, Ralph. Number 9, Cano, for the win in race 6.
All right. In the sixth race today, number 9, Cano, for the win. The 9 in the sixth race, Rich Eng's playing. Don't forget, Richie has a full sheet of handicapping at Santa Anita today, as he does every Southern California Racing Day, and that is at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. All righty, Richie. Well, take care of yourself, my man, and we will talk to you on Wednesday when we start looking, take a first blush look at the Sweet 16.
That sounds good to me, Ralph. Thanks, and good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Richie. All right, our closing act, John and Jerry, come up next. John Lendo is standing by. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require.
From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, as we wrap up the week here on Race Day for Racing, don't forget we'll be back Wednesday morning, God willing, Crick Don't Rise at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Now we go out to John Lendo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's crazy here, that's for sure. And we're going to take the last day of the first weekend of March Madness and watch a little bit more basketball there. By the way, basketball did have a little bit to do with Southern California and the jocks in Southern California this weekend, did they not? I understand that the jocks beat the Holy Angels middle school basketball team 28-22, and Drayden Van Dyke was the high point getter for the jocks, right?
Right. It's an annual charity event that they play this junior high basketball team. And I think the jockeys had lost like eight straight. So they brought in the ringer. They shipped in Drayden Van Dyke from Florida. And even though Kent DeSormo was getting up there in age, I tell you what, he could still play a little bit of hoop. So I'm sure the jockeys are glad to get that loss off their back and get back on the winning side there. But it's a good event for charity. Guys like Lafitte Penkai and Mike Smith are signing autographs there, and it raises money for the disabled jockeys.
Yeah, and keeping the theme of the day with sports, of course, with the college basketball and all that. But, yeah, that's an annual thing. That was kind of a fun diversion, I guess. By the way, congratulations for picking the winner of the Louisiana Derby, and tis-tastic. Looked like he'll be going on to the Kentucky Derby. Maybe this is Steve Asmussen's Derby winner.
Well, he's lost, 0-26 in the Derby so far. And I think, I think he'd love to see the Derby at Fairgrounds as opposed to Churchill. Just watching the tapes, I didn't think that horse handled Oaklawn Park one bit, and he did run back to what it looked like he had shown when he first started on the grass. So we'll see how he handles Churchill Downs.
And, of course, Brad Cox, Good Cheer. She's got to be the favorite for the Kentucky Oaks.
Yes, I mean, she's done nothing wrong, and I like her. Excuse me, she's tactical, but she's also got a good turn of foot, and that's what you need. Is going a mile and eighth, I don't think it's going to make any difference. So if he keeps her 100% between now and the first Friday in May, she is definitely the one to beat in the Oaks.
Well, we're less than 2 weeks away to the Southern California prep for the Kentucky Derby, the Santa Anita Derby, so we'll wait and see what Bob Baffert's A-team shows up there. But in the meantime, we got to put some cash in our pocket, so we're going to get that winner from you off of the Louisiana Derby, although not an official pick. When I asked you guys who you liked him, you said that. It produced a winner for at least some of us at $17. So what do we got today?
Two plays today, one at Gulfstream Park, part of that coast-to-coast pick five. Let's go there first. Mm-hmm. Eighth race at Gulfstream. Number five, Me Governor, improved with blinkers on last year, comes off the layoff. This horse is quick enough to clear the speed to the inside. I think gets a good trip going five furlongs on grass here, and it hasn't went over the course. 7-2 on the morning line. Eighth race today, number five, Me Governor. And then we'll go to Santa Anita, race number nine.
By the way, that is the feature race today, the Melody of Colors at five furlongs on the turf, number five, Me Governor, in that eighth race. And now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Yeah, in that ninth race, I'm on the same horse as John Hardoon. I like number eight, What Makes Sammy Run, a perfect conditions fit. Started a couple times for the 25,000. Mm-hmm. That's the minimum. That's the maximum for the starter condition here. Uh-huh. He talked about the gate problems last time. This is not a bad gate horse. I don't know what happened. Reunited with Freysu and ought to get enough speed to set him up. At 5-1, there's value there. Race number nine, number eight, What Makes Sammy Run, Santa Anita.
Yeah, nice solid 5-1. And if you didn't see what happened in his last race, looking at the the running line, we may hold that 5-1 in the ninth and final number eight. What Makes Sammy Run? Let's hope Sammy gets out of the gate good and make him run. in the ninth race, the 8 horse. All right, that's at Santa Anita. Full Lindo report for all the handicapping, all the races, suggested late pick 4, and that Coast to Coast pick 5, all on one comprehensive sheet here at the South Point only. It's the only place you can get it, and it's gaming capital. It's free of charge here at the South Point Racebook because they love horse players. And looking at the schedule for next week, John, with the Florida Derby coming up.
Yeah, we'll obviously do Santa Anita Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll do that Florida Derby card next Saturday. And they're entering today for the Arkansas Derby card at Oaklawn Park. I want to take a look at that. We'll have something at Oaklawn on Saturday next.
Wow, okay.
Well.
Busy time of the year for us, that's for sure. And, John, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. You got it, my man. Now let's get out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Jerry, let me ask you this. Taking a look at the cards right now at Aqueduct, some short fields, and it doesn't look like they're most competitive cards. Does that pose a challenge to guys handicapping?
You know, the challenge is the same every day, basically. The horses, whatever their skill levels, that's what you're doing. You compare, it's a comparative analysis between several horses. What I don't love is that all the fields are kind of short. I mean, it's not like Aqueduct. Usually you have a lot of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 horse field. Now we're having quite a few 5s and 6s, which is a problem. Makes it easier in a sense.
Yeah, because you have always professed that you like the short fields, and the fact that you could take 3 horses against 3 other horses and kind of like – it's like a horse-for-horse combination.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I learned that from Richie Schwartz almost the first day. I said to him, oh, this is a 4-horse field. What a waste of time. And he goes, oh, what are you so wrong, Jerry? I love 4-horse fields. And I thought he was pulling my leg, but he really did. And he understood that, you know, he understood better probably than anybody that it's always your money is bet at a value plus or a value minus situation. If you're betting in the 4-horse field at a value plus situation where the edge is in your favor, it's great. And 4-horse fields have less random events happen in them. But, you know, from part of the game, though, is just from enjoyment and, you know. Yeah. 4-horse fields aren't as enjoyable.
And the key thing is, no matter what side of that coin you stay on, it's value that counts most of all. Let's get some plays today.
Value is the number one aspect to playing horses successfully. That's the number one thing.
Okay. Going to Aqueduct first?
I just want to make a comment about betting horses that have been racing with the bias. We saw what happened with John Hancock yesterday. He went over there.
Right.
He looked pretty good almost 3/4 of the way around the track.
Yeah, he didn't look too good when it counted, though.
You know, I'm just saying, betting horses who won with the bias last time out are bad bets. All right, let's go to
what you said, which you complimented on yesterday. Okay.
Right.
Aqueduct.
Let's go to the third at Aqueduct today.
All right.
Let me click over here. Charleston, we have a nice 3-1. You know, again, this is about a value proposition. Cheryl's Delight at 3-1 seems like really good value. It's a small field, but if you take the 6, Cheryl's Delight, turning back in distance, top trainer Carlos Martin, the 6 over the 2-3-5, reverse 2-3-5 over the 6, but the 6 Cheryl's Delight in the third.
All right, third race, the 6 over 2-3-5 in reverse. The 6 is the play in the third at Aqueduct and at Santa Anita.
Let's go over to race number 7, and I have a tease in the ninth.
Okay.
We the Hobby, the 3 Peter Miller, blinkers off, going a mile and 1/8. One of the things I like about this horse is Pursue's second time for Sue. I like when a trainer sometimes, a jockey sometimes comes back.
Right.
To give some advice, he's just kind of knows the horse a little bit. But there's got to be form stuff, and there's definitely form stuff here. It's easy to see. Let's take the 3 over the 2, 4, 5, and 6 in reverse.
Okay, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Seventh race, the 3 over 2, 4, 5, 6 and reverse. The 3 is the key in the 7th. And your final comments on this show before you sign us off will be a tease in the 9th race.
I have a star horse for you in the 9th horse race to go with John's What Makes Sammy Run.
Yes, and it's also a pop-out key as well, is it not?
It is. It's there also mine.
Right. Jerry J's Power Pages for all Aqueduct, all of San Anita, available at jerryjspowerpage.com. Wrapping up an exciting weekend here in Las Vegas, but more to come next week. In the meantime, Jerry's got one more thing to say. Say it quickly.
Have a great race day, everybody.